The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237. Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday and it's fall. So we have to begin to act like it's fall and start to put the garden to bed, you know, clean up the yard, mow the grass, fertilize the lawn. And it's still not too late for most of us to plant grass seed. You want to try and select a blend that has perennial rye and fescue, not bluegrass, okay? Bluegrass, you need 3 weeks with 70-degree heat, and that ain't going to happen for most of us. So a good blend of fescue and perennial. Now, don't buy a grass seed that says annual rye. The reason is, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's annual. So it will germinate. It'll come up. You'll get all excited. And next spring, it's dead because it's an annual, like your impatience or your marigolds. It's an annual and it only lasts until the weather gets cold and kills the plant. So pick up the box, look at the label on the side, and if it says annual, put it back. Spend the extra dollar or two and get a permanent grass seed. Scratch up the ground, put it down, put down a fertilizer to motivate it, keep it wet. And I'll tell you, between now and Thanksgiving, it will be up and it will be growing. And that way, next spring, you got a head start on it. You'll have less weeds and you'll be in great shape. And if you have questions, 855-660-4261. Call right now. Okay, Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got David from Maine with a question about broccoli.
David, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning.
Hi.
At East Providence, actually, Rhode Island, and I'm calling. My broccoli is flowering, and my other vegetables, cantaloupe and whatnot, have no flavor that I've grown. That's
okay.
My problem. First time gardener.
Okay. All of the broccoli that's in bloom has overgrown. So cut all of the flowers off your broccoli. And what will happen is it will make brand new shoots. They're going to be small. They'll be about a half an inch to an inch in diameter. And you want to pick those because when you eat broccoli, you're eating unopened flowers.
Correct. Okay.
Okay. So because it's in bloom, it means that you didn't pick it in time, and now it's flowering. And
everything in the garden has gone right from seed to flower. Nothing is. There's no middle stage this year. I've got no peppers. The peppers start and then they fall off, and even lettuce hasn't even started yet. So I'm afraid that's gone by. And
yeah.
Broccoli went from being a size of a nickel to a size of a quarter and then flowered.
Right.
I don't understand my garden. knowing that I'm a first timer.
Yeah. Well, we've had a very, very difficult year, David. I mean, we had one of the coolest springs in summer on record.
Yeah.
And if you think back, we didn't have 90 degrees in all of New England, even New York and New Jersey, until September. And normally, in July and August, we get a lot of 90-degree days, but we had none.
I was upset with it, and I built a plastic house around my garden just to see if I could prolong it. I still have some squash growing along with some tomatoes, but I thought for sure I'd be able to get a couple of broccoli heads out of it. And so if I cut what I have back, the side shoots will grow, and they should be okay.
Yeah, I mean, I live in Kennebunk, Maine, okay? So I'm 25 miles up into Maine, and I live about 15 miles away from the ocean at the very end of Kennebunk. And I will harvest broccoli in my garden until Thanksgiving, and some years until Christmas. And Brussels sprouts, for example, I'll pick for Thanksgiving dinner, and whatever I don't pick, I leave it there.
Oh.
And whenever I want broccoli, I'll go out in the garden, I'll cut a whole stem out, bring it in the house, and it's frozen solid.
Right.
I let it thaw in the sink, and then I break them off, and the flavor when the Brussels sprouts have frozen or been hit by the frost is intensified.
Awesome. And I have that growing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is
so
awesome.
don't get discouraged. I know it's your first year. The one thing that I found that helps peppers, and normally my peppers are 3 feet tall and about 2 feet across, or I have to put cages around them because they get so big. What I do is I dig my hole, I add some compost, I add a pinch of soil moist, and then I blend it all, and that soil moist helps to retain moisture.
Yes.
But before I do that, I lay out a landscape fabric, that black, either plastic or material, and I pin it to the ground with special clips that you can buy at the garden center so the wind doesn't get under it. And if the soil is covered with this black mulch, eggplant and green peppers, or red or yellow or orange, will do so much better because they love a hot soil. There's no weeds,
yep.
and it helps to hold the moisture in the ground. So you have to say to yourself, this is my first year, and I'm going to keep a record of it, and I know what the problem is, and I'm going to change that problem so that next year it doesn't reoccur.
Yeah, because my eggplant has grown about 15 to maybe 18 inches tall, but have not flowered or anything.
Yeah, see, so, you got to have,
not warm.
If you want eggplant, you got to have a real hot soil. And using a landscape fabric, you'll have the best eggplant that you ever have. This is something my dad showed me many years ago. And to show me the difference is he laid out the landscape fabric. We planted the eggplant and green peppers in it. And at the end of the row, we planted two not in the fabric or the plastic, okay?
Yeah.
And when you looked at the row, it was like night and day. You'd say, what happened to the two on the end? They weren't getting the heat. They were a third smaller, and they never really produce. So if you can get that soil nice and hot, you're going to have all the eggplant that you can eat next year and beautiful peppers.
Okay. Okay. Very good. I appreciate your help.
Okay. And if you get a chance, sign up for the email newsletter.
Will do.
Because the email newsletter, I will be doing stories like I do now about every vegetable and every flower. I do three stories every single week. It's free. And all you do is go to paulparent.com, click on sign up for newsletter, and then you put your email address, and every Thursday you'll get a copy of the newsletter. Now, 2014 is all set up. The other years we're working to redo it to make it easier for you to get more information. So it's temporarily down, but this past year is all up. Look in the archive for the newsletter, and you'll see different stories about vegetables, trees, shrubs, everything that's in your yard. And there's some great information in there. We've put a recipe. We put a video with some music. And we're having a lot of fun. And we just finished doing the newsletter for this coming Thursday. And this is our Halloween edition. And you're going to love it. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Over 20 years ago, Dr. Earth Fertilizer was formulated for the organic gardener. What made it so unique was the full spectrum of green super plant foods known as probiotics. It contains micro and macro organisms to digest and break down the organic matter in your soil and release it to the plant directly. It rebuilds the soil with the microbes needed by plants to thrive. Dr. Earth is the only fertilizer that feeds your plants and rebuilds the soil at the same time. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
on Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. And if you planted flowering cabbage and flowering kale with the cold weather, the color is getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And you'll get great shades of purple, pink, and lavender, and white. So get some cabbage and kale, plant them in containers, and then when you want to decorate for Christmas, take out the flowering cabbage and kale, just cut it, bring it in the house and cook it. It's wonderful. And then you can decorate with evergreen boughs. Okay, Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Harold from Maine with a question about a Japanese maple.
Harold, welcome to the Garden Club. How can we help you with your maple today?
Yes, this maple tree, it looked good last April. It made the winter okay. I was very, very surprised it made it. I had hollies that didn't, but this maple tree made it okay. But what happened through the in July, there was starting to be some dead stuff in it. I started cutting that out. In September, the leaves turned all dark brown. But the bottom of the tree, there's green branches on the bottom third of it. But the rest of the tree don't look good at all. I just wondering what I should do to get it through the winter.
Okay. Right now, don't prune it anymore. Because with your tree going dormant, it's not able to make a callus. And if you do a lot of pruning, you'll have open areas where when the wind blows, it can pull moisture out of your maple. And the leaves that are on there, a lot of the spotting, and I've got three maples, Japanese maples at my house. I had four, but I lost one. During this past winter, we had a lot of snow and a mouse girdled it. And I had it there for about 4 years. It was about 2 inches in diameter. And the mice ate the bark all the way around the bottom, girdling it and killing it. The others, are in a different area in the yard. They're fine. I had dieback like you. I cut all the dead branches off. I fed it. It came back really good. But we had a cold summer and a wet summer. And I noticed on the two that survived, they had a lot of black spots on it. And that's a fungus. So there's still leaves hanging on there. And I'm going to guess in the next couple of weeks, the leaves will be off. I'll rake around it. Any leaves that are still on the tree, that because they're small, I can reach it. I'm going to pull them off, rake it, clean it, get it all out of there. And then I'm going to spray the tree and the ground around the tree and probably 3 feet away from the drip line with a good fungicide like liquid copper or liquid sulfur. And Bonide Lawn and Garden make that. And that will kill any disease spores that the fungus left on your plant to reinfect it next year. And that should be the thing to do. Now, the leaves that are green that are coming out probably are green because they came out late in the year. They were getting a lot of shade. They weren't getting a lot of sun, and they weren't able to turn red due to the lateness in the season. So, or it could be that if it's a grafted one, that the green is coming from below the graft, but you won't know until next year. So for now, clean it, clean the ground around it, get all the old foliage out, and then use either copper or sulfur fungicide on it, which is our natural products. And in the spring, then you can decide what you're going to do. But for now, just clean it, spray it, and leave it alone. And if okay. We can help you, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
If we can help you, call us. The number is 855-660-4261. And if you'd like some information on our trip we're planning, 800-322-9481, the Blue Danube. Oh, it's going to be a great trip, even ending up in Budapest. Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Mosquito Dunks are America's best-selling organic mosquito killer because they are deadly to mosquitoes but won't harm people, fish, pets, birds, and other wildlife. Just float an all-natural mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, or wherever water collects to kill mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite. Each mosquito dunk will kill mosquito larvae for up to 30 days. Mosquito Dunks are available at a garden center near you.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Give us a call and we'll help you to put your garden to bed and prepare for, we won't even go there. Okay, give us a call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ray from Mass with a question about daisies.
Ray, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
Excuse me. I want to know when to prune the Montile daisies.
Okay. Are they still flowering for you now,
yeah,
or are they all done?
No, okay. They're flowering beautiful.
Okay.
But the only thing is, I don't know if I should trim it all the way down to the bottom or wait till the spring.
Okay. What I do with mine, they should bloom till about Thanksgiving, depending on how cold the weather gets. And after Thanksgiving, I cut them back by one third. And right now, they're a good 2.5 and some maybe almost 3 feet tall. So I will take a foot off of it.
What about the lawn?
Okay. And then in, I would say late March or during April, depending on whenever the snow decides to go away, I'll go back and I'll take that Montauk daisy and I'll cut it to a foot. I really chop it back at that point. It forces it to branch out. You get many, many more branches. And then I write a note on my calendar for the 4th of July. And the 4th of July, I cut back my Montauk Daisy by about 25%. And if you have any hardy mums that survive, you cut them back by 25%. If you have any tall growing sedum, you know, with the pink or the lavender flower, I cut those back by 25%, and it delays the flowering. It will increase the amount of side shoots on the plant, and they bloom a lot longer with more blossoms. So
that's great.
If you can do that, you're going to find out that you're going to enjoy your plants a lot better.
Yeah, good. You know, I got one more question about the lawn. I just put in a patch, and I seeded it, and I cut it about two times. Can I give it that winter fertilizer?
Yes. Yeah, you definitely can. I like to feed about the time the kids go to school in September, and then I'll also fertilize again around Thanksgiving, and that gives it a good 4 or 5 weeks to really absorb that. The reason that I like to feed once or twice, and again it depends on what the weather is like. So if at Thanksgiving you see that it's really cold, the ground is frozen, and you can sense that, oh boy, I think we're going to have a nice early winter, then I don't even feed at that point, because I know that it's just going to sit there, and I save it until the spring. But if the weather is good around Thanksgiving, I put it down, and either the natural alternative organic or this new product called Turf Trust. And what happens with those two fertilizers is that when the ground gets cold and it freezes, the product stays in the pellet. And it doesn't leach like a lot of your other products on the market today. And in the spring, when the ground thaws, it releases the food, it wakes up the lawn, it makes it nice and thick, and you got a good start on the year.
Oh, that's great. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray, and you have a great weekend now. Bye-bye. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Our website is paulparent.com, and parent is like mom and dad. Go on the website, sign up for the email newsletter, and it's right at the top of the page. You just click on it, put in your email address, and you'll get a free email every single Thursday. And as now we're changing into getting the garden ready, putting it to bed, we'll be talking about indoor plants and holiday plants and how to take care of your Christmas trees and poinsettias. We had an article in this week's newsletter that told you how to make your Christmas cactus come into bloom. And, we change it with things that are current, and there's no cost to it. So just go to paulparent.com, click on sign up for newsletter, and then while you're there, click on archive and look at the year 2014 and just click on them and see some of the stories that we've done to help you out. The remaining years, we're redoing it. And it probably won't be ready for another week or two. They'll be back up shortly. But this past year, everything is up and working, and you're going to get a lot of information. Okay, so check it out. It's free, and it will help to motivate you during those long days of winter, and it's coming. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Matt from New Jersey with a question about fungus.
Matt, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. Actually, I have two questions, actually. One regarding fungus and also one regarding I'm building raised beds for a garden. So
okay.
I'm looking into using wood. I know to stay away from pressure-treated or railroad ties because I'd like to put a fence around it. What do you recommend for wood to build some raised beds in an area that isn't going to leach any chemicals?
Okay. There is a type, excuse me, a type of wood called yellow pine. And yellow pine comes out of the south. And it's got a very, very high pitch reservoir in the wood. And it will last almost as long as pressure-treated timbers. And that's what I've used, and I've had very, very good results. And you're right. If you use any of the pressure-treated timbers that are treated with arsenic, you run the chance that the arsenic will get into the soil. If it's a flower bed, it's not a big deal. But for a vegetable garden, you don't want to be eating arsenic.
Exactly, yeah. And I've been told that some of the pressure-treated woods now have, they've changed their chemicals. They're not as toxic. I don't really, for my food and for my baby and for my wife. So I don't want any of the chemicals. So I'll try the yellow pine. I'll go look for that in a lumber yard. My last question to you is, I've been noticing a lot of mushrooms growing in my yard, and I also notice it in the neighborhood. What would that be from? Where are all the mushrooms coming from? I've never noticed it before.
Well, I'll tell you. How much rain did you get this past week?
This past week we got a lot, but it's been coming up for the better part of a month and a half, 6 weeks.
Yeah. Mushrooms is a sign that's good. It's a sign telling you that in your soil, you have a lot of organic matter. And mushrooms are grown in compost. So that's a good sign. And mushroom is not considered a weed. And the reason is, it comes up, makes a little hole between the grass about an inch in diameter. It opens up the umbrella, drops the spores for the following year, and within a two-week period, it's done. But it's a sign telling you that you've got a good quality soil with a lot of organic matter for mushrooms to grow. If you don't like it, what you do is just go out there, kick them, and they'll dry up and go back into the soil. If you're a golfer, get your driving club and get out there and give them a good whack, and they'll go flying all over the yard.
So is it dangerous if I use my grass as compost? I take all of that, put it into my compost heap. Is it dangerous if I take some of those mushrooms and mix that into my compost heap, which is later going to be used for my garden? Because I know some types of mushrooms are deadly to you. So should I avoid putting that into my compost?
Yeah, I wouldn't put it in because exactly as you said, and I'm not a mushroom person. I mean, I love to eat mushrooms, but I don't know which ones are edible and which ones are not. And I don't want to take a chance of putting something that could be toxic in a compost pile that would eventually go into the vegetable garden and create a problem down the road.
That's what I thought. I love your show, Paul. Thank you very much, and I'll be talking to you more over the winter. Thank you, sir.
I thank you, Matt. And remember, sign up for the newsletter and we'll keep you informed and tell you what's happening. And we'll make your winter go by like that. And that way we can get back to spring. Thank you.
Goodbye.
We appreciate. Bye-bye now, Matt. Thank you. Okay. Let's talk. Tom, who do we have up next that needs a little bit of help with their garden this fall?
Next up, we have Margaret from New Hampshire with a question about parsley.
Margaret, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I hope your grandson's doing well.
Oh, my grandson's growing like a weed. The little kid, I don't know what he's eating, but I'll tell you, I can hardly pick him up, and he's only about 7 months old. He's getting huge.
Isn't it wonderful?
Oh, it's a ball. We love him dearly.
Yes. I brought in my parsley plant a couple of months ago, and now it's the leaves are turning yellow. Should I throw those out, or can I use them?
What you want to do, the leaves that are yellow are probably the older leaves.
Okay.
Pick them off. Mm-hmm. Pick them off, throw them out, feed your plant. And my wife and I love to bring potted herbs inside for the winter. And we'll do parsley, basil, rosemary, oregano, chives. And we grow them on our deck in 6-inch pots. All year, and we harvest right there on the deck. Then we bring them in late September, early October. Put them in a south-facing window where they get sun all day. We feed them every couple of weeks, and we'll snip branches from it, and we'll have fresh herbs all winter long. And what I like to do is cut some of each, mash it into my salad bowl.
If you want your lawn to be as green as it can be, why not use the best grass seed you can buy? Jonathan Green Black Beauty Grass Seed is a revolutionary breakthrough in turf grass breeding. Black Beauty is naturally dark green in color and has roots that can grow up to 4 feet deep into the soil for superior drought tolerance. Black Beauty grasses also have a protective waxy coating like you'd find on an apple, which preserves moisture and shields your lawn from turf disease. Overseeding your existing lawn with Black Beauty will quickly improve the appearance of the entire lawn. Insects such as chinch bugs are the bane of any lawn's existence. Black Beauty grass seed contains naturally occurring organisms called endophytes that repel insects and reduce the need for using chemical pesticides. Help your lawn reach its full lush potential. Black Beauty grass seed by Jonathan Green. Eco-friendly, carefree, for the best lawn in town. Available at your local hardware store or garden center.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club on this beautiful Sunday. If we can help you, the number to call is 855-660-4261. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Roland from Mass with a question about trees.
Roland, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. This is Roland. I've got kind of like a double question to ask you. I've got some trees I have to plant in this time of year. Normally I mix some loam with dehydrated manure and peat moss, and when I plant the tree, I put that around. But now I'm thinking about, should I use 444, a root stimulant, now? And I've noticed that the trees around the area, especially the Norway maples, are suffering. Half the tree is being devoured or something's going on, and the other half of the tree looks good, and they're in distress. So I was thinking of putting their advanced 12-month shrub and protection feed, mixing into a little bit of the soil as you plant a new tree. Is that feasible?
Okay. I would plant like you have in the past, with loam, with compost, and then I would use a root-stimulating fertilizer. The other thing that I would add, depending on your soil, if your soil is okay, a little bit on the sandy soil, add soil moist. And you can buy little packages at a nursery, and soil moist will expand 200 times. Looks like jello in your soil, and it helps to retain moisture so that the roots never dry out, and it keeps them actively growing.
Right.
Now, the Bayer product that will last a whole year, The tree has to be actively growing. And right now what's happening is, instead of the tree pulling up energy into the foliage, the energy that's in the foliage is being sent down to the roots for storage. So if you put the Bayer product, it won't go up into the tree this late in the year. I would wait until April, and then next year do it during early September. And with those two applications, that should take care of feeding and any insect problems that you'll have on your tree.
Right.
Now, if the tree is over 6 to 7 feet tall and it's got a big head, a big branch canopy, then I would suggest that you tie it down with either a tree kit that you can buy for around $8 or $9, or a couple of 2x3s with wire and a garden hose, so that during the winter the wind doesn't move the tree back and forth.
Right.
And it stays anchor. And if the ground is nice and warm and we have a nice fall and we get a nice Indian summer type weather, the roots will come out of that root ball, will grow in your new soil. And that way in the spring, it's already started, it's already into the new soil and out of the root ball, and it will get a nice early start for you. But
right.
the Bayer product, it's too late right now.
Right. And if the Bayer product is in the soil now, would the Bayer product stay dormant until the spring comes?
No.
No. It'll just dissipate.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because see, the Bayer product that you're talking about is a chemical, and
right.
it's designed for the microbes, the bacteria, the sun, and cold or hot soil to break it down.
Right.
And because the tree isn't absorbing it, it's going to break down and it'll be useless.
Useless. And it's a waste of money.
Yep.
It sure is. Now, when I noticed when I put the tree and you take it out of its container or out of its cage or burlap, it's fine to take a small axe and go along the sides of it to get the root system to swing out into the hole, not to be going in a circle. There's no harm to that, right?
Right. If you have a containerized plant, and when you pull it out and you notice that the roots are growing in a very tight circle,
right.
you can either try pulling them apart, or if you can't pull them apart, just take a knife or a hatchet, and you're not going deep into the root ball now. You're
masters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy. Affordable. Effective.